taking on the POCSO Act, the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act 2015 came into existence to protect children from sexual abuse and offences. The sanguine object of the Act is to protect children with full measure of law while they are vulnerable. The Act is gender neutral and sets out punishments based on severity of the offence. India works with a collaborative approach, using every possible resource of the nation at the federal level, at the level of provincial governments, going up to village level, statutory and administrative bodies, non-government and civil society organizations. The sanguine object of the Act is not considering, the sanguine object of not considering the consent of victims who are children is to protect them with full measure of law while they are vulnerable. India is cognizant of some instances of adolescents experimenting with sexual choices who were negatively impacted by law. However, the judicial interventions in such cases are rehabilitative rather than punitive in nature. Juveniles treated as adults is an exception and not a norm. Only when a child in conflict with law is alleged to have been involved in specific categories of extremely gruesome crimes, the adolescent is assessed by medical, psychological, and mental health experts to assess the adolescent's maturity levels and comprehension, and on whose advice the Juvenile Justice Board passes an order whether that adolescent is capable of committing the crime. If the child has to be treated as an adult, based on the assessment, adequate safeguards are taken during trial and emphasis is given on rehabilitation rather than punitive action. Rules under the Act provide for financial, legal, medical assistance along with mental and psychological support. All of this is provided within a child-friendly atmosphere with complete confidentiality of the victims. Fast-track special courts have been set up for expeditious disposal of cases under the Act. I must assure the esteemed committee that the courts which oversee such criminal cases provide relief and rehabilitation to both parties who are minors. I must also admit that the need for law still remains to protect child victims of sexual abuse, which will evolve as per need of the society. India works on the principle of best interest of the child and that no child is left behind. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. May I